began discussing the Shitas HaRishonim, we noted that there's a Shitas of Enetam, that the whole din of Paleta Shechla Zera only applies to the Zera of Asav, and not to a normal situation. According to Enetam, the whole halacha would be largely irrelevant in most situations. And what we left off discussing last time is the Shita of the Ravid, that the whole din of Paleta Shechla Zera being Sasera Shivanakim is only relevant in Yin Taras and not relevant in Yin Isra Labayla. So the particular point that we left off with last time was the Machlokas Ravid and the Rush that emerges from disagreement as to how to understand the Gemara and Daf Samach Vav Mebeis. So we'll pick up with that now. Just to note, the position of the Ravid is also quoted in the Rashba Torah Sabayis Kof Vav Amin Aleph. The Rashba Torah Sabayis Kof Vav Amin Aleph, which is Beit Yosef references. And the Rashba thinks that the Shita Saravid is not a Shita Yachid, but rather it's a Shita Sagonim, and he thinks it's a Shita Harif as well, from the fact that the Rif doesn't quote this whole halacha, Paleta Shechla Zera. The Beis Yosef is not so convinced. The Beis Yosef says that if you find the Hilchas Nida, there are a number of halachas that the Rif doesn't quote, and that's not necessarily indication that the Rif doesn't hold of it Lemaisa. The Rashba himself, even though he's partial to the Shita Saravid on some level, still concludes that Baal Nefesh Yachish La'atma, that it's appropriate to be Machmir, like the position of the Ri and the Bali Tosos that we quoted last time, which is a position we accept La'alacha, that Paleta Shechla Zera is a concern by regular Zera, and therefore would be relevant to Bismanenu as far as the Isser Labaila, not only Linyan Tars. But what emerged from the Machlokas, or what emerged from the Rush's objection to the Ravid, is a Machlokas as to how the stira of Paleta Shechla Zera operates. The Ravid assumed that a Paleta Shechla Zera on day 7 would be Soseres the count. Again, Soseres for Paleta Shechla Zera just means Soseres that day. Doesn't mean Soseres the whole Shivanakim. According to the Ravid, even if you are Paleta Shechla Zera on day 7, in theory, even after a woman would follow the Ikara Din Mina Torah and be Tovelis on day 7 during the day because it makes a Yom Kukulo, and then there would be Pleita Shechla Zera, that would be Soseres that day, and essentially the count of Shivanakiyam. And the Rosh assumes that's not the case. The Rosh assumes that once you are able to invoke Mixas Yom Kukulo on day 7, then Pleita Shechla Zera would not be Soseres account anymore. Just to point out, to bring to your attention, a nuance in Lashon between the way the Rosh presents this and the way the Rashba presents it. Lashon ha-Rashba on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph Dibra Maskel Aval HaRavid. Again, Mem Beis Amud Aleph Dibra Maskel Aval HaRavid. So the Rashba there has the following formulation. V'ikir Stiras Shechla Zera Eino Ela Mishum Delo Mikru Nakiyim. Right, the Iker Stira Shechla Zera during Shiva Nakiyim is because it is a violation of Nakiyim. The reason that Pleita Shechla Zera is Soseres is because that diminishes from the status of Nakiyim. The Acher Shesafra Nakiyim Shuvlo Yister HaShechla Zera. And therefore, once you finish the count of the Shiva Nakiyim, even if it's through the mechanism of Mixas Yom Kukulo, but once you've achieved the full count of Shiva Nakiyim, so then Shechla Zera is not going to be Soseres anymore. Okay, so again, Lashon HaRashba is Acher Shesafra Nakiyim Shuv Lo Yister HaShechla Zera. If you contrast it with Lashon HaRash, the Rush writes, same starting point, V'ikir Stira Shechla Zera Hu Mishun Delo Mikir Nakiyim, fine. V'kevin Shesafra Mixas Yom V'tahara Labayla Kar Shilmu HaNakiyim V'shuv Ein Shechla Zera Sosera. So the Rush adds a line, V'tahara Labayla. So the Rush sounds like it's only after she actually goes to the mikvah that the Shechla Zera wouldn't pose a problem anymore. But even if, in theory, you already fulfilled the mikvah of the Yom Kukula, but she didn't yet go to the mikvah, then maybe Shechla Zera still will be Soseres. The Sidur Tara points picks up on this diuk in Sifkat Mandalid, and the Sidur Tara just notes that if you read the Rosh carefully, that's what it sounds like, but none of the other Rishonim assume that way, and everyone else who quotes this position of the Rosh do not distinguish between a situation in which he was tavelos and a situation in which there's already been a mitzvah kiyum of nikiyum on day 7, even though she hasn't yet been tavelos.
Yeah.
Why should it be that you need the tefillah in order to invoke this din? I don't know. Maybe you can only really invoke mitzvah yom kikula if there's some action to substantiate that. I'm not sure. You can only call it a kiyum and a kiyum if you've done something to demonstrate that you've completed the count. You're saying that's not, you don't need that mix, like Google tells you, even with that, but yeah, I'm not sure. But Lemaisa, no one, the Siddur topics up in it, but that's not how it's generally presented. So, what emerges according to the Rush is that there's a more fundamental difference between the nature of a stira ziva, let's say, dam that's sos there during Shiva Nikiyim and Shechla Zera. Now, we know that stira Shechla Zera is only one day anyway, so it already is different than the regular stira of Riyas dam during Shiva Nikiyim. But according to the Rush, it's more fundamentally different in that once you've achieved Nikiyim on day 7, so then Shechla Zera doesn't pose a problem anymore. And that's his formulation, that stira shechva zera is only mishum delo mikur nikiyim, and once you've already invoked your mitzvah yom kikulo, so then you've already fulfilled your nikiyim. So the way Rabbi Chanan explains this, kovet aros simin lamites os dalid, within the Shita Sarash, is that when it comes to regular stira stam is so the entire count. It knocks off the whole count of Shivan Nikiyim, and you have to start the whole Tara process again. When it comes to Shechva Zera, so then the only problem that Shechva Zera poses is a chisaron in Nikiyim, not in the whole count. So since it only poses a problem in Nikiyah, once you've been Mekayim Naki on day 7, so then it doesn't pose a problem anymore. Yoni. I'm sorry? So the way he explains it, is by analogy to Shkita Chatzis Siman. According to the opinion in the Gemara in Chulin Daf Kav Ches, that if you shecht exactly 50% of a siman, if Efshar L'Tzamtzem, and you shecht exactly 50% of a siman, so that's a good shechita. So the Gemara explains that's a good shechita because the mice, you have half of a siman that's kosher. You could have said just as well, you have half of a siman that's not kosher. Meaning just like you have a rove that's... you don't have a rov that's eino shachut, you also don't have a rov that's shachut. So apparently you see that sometimes it's enough to not have a rov that's eino shachut, and you don't need a rov that's shachut. So by analogy over here, it's sufficient to have a day that's considered naki, even though it's also considered eino naki. When it comes to regular stira ziva, so then stira, so it's the entire thing. When it comes to nikiyim, so then all you need is to establish that it's not eino naki. So to establish it's not eino naki, you need to have been mekayim nikiyim. So once you've had your kiyim on day 7, then that's sufficient. You can probably work out the analogy a little bit better. That's how he presents it. And then the writer is assuming that you don't have as fundamentally a difference between Stiras Ziva and Stiras Shechva Zera. They both operate in relatively the same way, even though Stiras Shechva Zera is only a one-day Stira, as opposed to Stiras Ziva, which is a longer Stira. Okay. So, Lemaisa, based on the Shitas Hari in our Gemara Daf Lamed Gimel, the Rosh is machmir that you should be choshesh in a situation in which a woman was mishameshes and then was pirsanida. So then you have to be machmir not to count, not to start the count of shivanikiyim until 4 days have elapsed after after Shimsha. Again, we assume that the period of significance for Paleta Shechvezera is Sheish Onos, which is essentially 72 hours. And then once the 72 hours are complete, so then you have to wait till the end of that day before beginning your count of the Shiva Nikim. That's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch. Sif Yiral Chavaleta Shechvezera B'mei Sfirasa Imutoch Sheish Onos L'Shimusha Saseres Oso Yom L'Fikach HaMishameshef Mitasa V'rasa Acher Kach Paska Eina Matchel Sisper Shivanakim Ad Sheyavru Aleha Vav Onos Shlemos Shema Tifla. We're concerned that there may be a Pleita Shechvezera within 72 hours after the last Bia, and therefore we have to be machmir not to start the count during that entire period. And because there's a possibility that she'll be paletus any time during that 72-hour period, and we may not be sensitive to it, so every one of those days we treat as being nistar, and therefore you can't count the Shiva Nikim until the last of those days have elapsed. So even though your 72 hours are done in the middle of the day, but since you might have been paletus any time up to the end of the 72 hours, so that day is automatically knocked out, and then you can't start counting until the next day. So that would necessitate that any time there was tashmish the day before a woman, or the day of a woman being pirsanida, so then you'd have to wait, count 4 days, before you could begin the count of Shiva Nikim on day number 5. That's the psak of Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Before we go on to discuss the Shita of the Ramah, just if you note in Sifya Gimel Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber Paskins, based on a rush, the rush is somewhat tentative about this. Ha'isha sheshimsha mitasa v'rasa achar kach upaska v'rasa lispor miyom acharas riyasa. If a woman wants to get out of this these after 4 days, tekaneach yafa yafa osamakom b'moch obebeged lahafli kolazera o tirachos v'mayim chame v'hem yafli tekolazera. So there are ways of ensuring that there's not going to be any situation of paleta shechvezera. Another Ramah comments, v'yeshomrim de'enon nebekiyin b'zman hazeh. In Lismachal said that we don't have the expertise to know exactly what kind of method is going to prevent the possibility of Pleita Shechvezera. The Rabbat is a more extreme position, Perek Beis Halachates and the Halachos, that even if a woman walks Lachar Tashmish, then that's enough to prevent the possibility of Pleita Shechvezera. See if she gets up and walks, so then we don't have to be concerned about Pleita Shechvezera. Okay. So within the Pesach of the Mechaber, there is no evidence of, number one, there's no evidence that there's a gzera of Shimsha Atu, lo Shimsha Atu Shimsha. Right? According to the Mechaber, strictly speaking, the only situation in which you have to be concerned about Paleta Shechvezera is where there was actually Tashmish before a woman was Pirsanita. But if the last time she had Tashmish was 5 days earlier, so then there's no concern of Paleta Shechvezera to speak of, and therefore this halacha would be irrelevant. The first Rishon, I think, who invokes a kind of low plug for lo shimsha to shimsha is the Or Zeruah. And that Or Zeruah is quoted by the Tumas Hadesh in Simen Resh Mem Hei, and that Tumas Hadesh is quoted la halacha by the Ramah. So the Tumas Hadesh essentially has two chumras over the Psak of the Mechaber. Chumra number one is that we are gozer lo shimsha atu shimsha. So even if a woman did not have tashmish any time proximate to her being pirsanida, still you have to be machmir for this period of concern for a paleta shechvas era. And number two, the Truma Sedeshin is also mafnir for an extra day. Why are we mafnir for an extra day? Because maybe there was tashmish bein ashvashos, and a woman will erroneously count it as the following day, as the previous day, when in reality it's part of the following day. So to avoid any such confusion, there is an extra day added on, so that we have the practice of waiting 5 days as opposed to 4 days. Now the Rama himself references a even stricter minhag that some had. V'yesh nashim shenagu lahachmir od lahantin ad shiva yamim. So the Truma Sedeshin makes reference to this practice. And in fact, the Rambam already made reference to the practice. The Rambam writes in Perek Yud Aleph Yisurei Bia Halacha Yud Dalid that some people had such a practice of waiting a full 7 days. I'm sorry?
Who mentioned that again?
Who mentioned it?
Yes.
The Rambam, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Yud Dalid Yisurei Bia. And the Rama references it here as well. It's referenced in Chuvis Marilla Chadoshos, Simen Sadi Gimel Os Beis. If you want to look further, Simen Sadi Gimel Os Beis, as a practice that was followed by some people in Austria. And some, in fact, connect this to a Lashon in the Medrash Tanchuma. Medrash Tanchuma Parshas Mitzara has the following line. Ha'isha tzricha shetei shomeres tesvav yom v'achrei chemu teres l'bayla. Kesed osa shomeres shiva yimei nidasa v'achrei kein saferes shiva yimei nikiyim. V'neteres b'yom ha'shmini. So some quote this Tanchuma is referencing a 15-day wait, 7 days and 7 days, as being evidence for this minhag that is recorded as being the practice of some in the Rambam and later sources as well. Rav Avadya writes in the Taras Habayis, one second, I'll be page tough days, that there are numerous indications that some parts of Medrash Tanchuma were much later additions. So it's not necessarily proof for anything that something appears in the printed edition of the Medrash Tanchuma, because it might have been a post Midrashic edition, or at least a edition from Pir LeGaonim or later. So it doesn't necessarily prove too much. Ramosha has a suggestion in one of the Chuvas in the back of the Rabbi Eider Sefer, then maybe the origin for such a practice of waiting 7 days would have been that we're concerned that some women, in fact, do generally see dawn for 7 days. So some women wouldn't be able to get a clean hefsek tahara until day seven anyway. So maybe people were concerned that if we allow some women to do a hefsek tahara on day five and some women to do a hefsek tahara on day seven, then the women who do a hefsek tahara on day seven won't understand why there's a difference, and then maybe they're going to end up being me'ekel shelo kedin. So that's why some perhaps had this practice of a 7 day waiting period across the board. But not something that has been accepted, as far as I know, in later times. Yeah, Avi.
So, according to this, does that mean the hefsek tahara takes place before bein ashvashos on day seven and then count begins day eight?
According to what the Rambam quotes? Yeah. Correct. Okay. So bottom line, according to the Zachar v'Chaber, strictly speaking, there's no gzera of lo shimsha to shimsha, and there is no requirement for 5 day waiting period. It's sufficient to wait for 4 days. Yes? No, we're just saying it's a suggestion to explain where did this 7 day period come from. Total conjecture. So lehalach, according to the Mechaber adopts neither of these two chermos. As far as 4 days versus 5 days, So there seems to be a machlokas among the contemporary poskim as to what the proper minhag for Sfardim is. Rav Avadia very emphatically writes that even though there are some Sephardic communities that adopted a summer of 5 days, the correct minhag, Eretz Yisrael and Syria and Egypt, was always, he writes, to keep, was to keep 5 days. And Rabbi Karp, Kosher Rav Yashiv thought that Sephardim should keep, Rav Adi says the prevalent minhag is to keep 4 days. That was always the practice in Eretz Yisrael, he writes. And Rabbi Karp, Kosher Rav Yashiv, that the practice for Sephardim in Eretz Yisrael always was to keep 5 days, because that's what the Chidah writes. I'm sorry?
You
have to ask them. Again, in most situations, it may not be Salamaisa, because I think most women contemporarily probably can't get a clean house before they're 5 anyway, under most circumstances. Okay. Vajra writes, what happens for a Sephardi if a woman flies, she's Pearson either in New York and then flies to Eretz Yisrael? So let's say a situation where she was Shimsha, and then she was Pearson Nida, so then she flies to Eretz Yisrael. So she loses 7 hours. So Rav Avadia presents this as a machlokas between Rav Osner and himself, although I'm not sure if they're really arguing. Because if you look in Rav Osner's Sefer, Shevet HaLevi, here, Os Beis, it sounds like he's talking about a situation where the 72 hours haven't yet elapsed. So if the 72 hours haven't yet elapsed, so you have to wait for 72 hours on the clock. Rav Avadia seems to be assuming, he seems to be talking about a case where the 72 hours have elapsed, so you already have your Sheish Onos, and then you don't have to be concerned. So you have to take a look. If it sounds like they're not really arguing, even though Rav Avadia presents him as arguing. Rabbi Forrest also seemed to think that they're arguing, but I don't understand how. Yeah. I'm sorry? There are two, I don't think it's a machlokas.
The non-machlokas?
I don't quite understand. So you can take a look and tell me if you think otherwise, but I don't think it's a machlokas, meaning you need 72 hours to elapse, and those are 72 clock hours. But once the 72 hours elapsed, and now it's already the next date, so then you don't have to be concerned about the plate of Shechva Zara 7 hours ago, because you're ready in the next date. Okay. Yeah.
And then the lotion trip, what is hard
to do? So that also, most, it seems like different communities have different practices. If you look at Rabbi Karp's Sefer, he quotes various Marmakomas, or Avadia as well. Avadia's note that there, I think he gives more credence to the position of Adam Machmer, but he still thinks that you don't really need to be. But there are, it seems like there are different practices in different communities. I don't know what the consensus is. Yeah?
Well, what was he saying, though? That you lose 7 hours due to the flight, and therefore...
So if you need 72 hours... again, I don't think anyone's saying anything differently. I think everyone agrees. What were they saying? So what is true is that if less than 72 hours have elapsed, between the Tashmish and the your current time, so then you can't be Master Guitar yet. That I think everybody agrees to. Then you have to wait. Then you have to wait another day, right? Okay. So even though we are Machmir for Shimsha to Lo Shimsha to Shimsha, and we're Machmir for the extra day, there are situations in which they're grounds for kulos, because after all, it's only a chum yisera, and maybe the concern doesn't apply. So the Shach already has a lashon in Sifkat and Kaf Aleph that shimsha, lo shimsha to shimsha is gzeira v'chokehi. Even though we are machmir for that gzeira v'choka. So, for example, the Piskei Tshuva quotes over here in Sifkat and Tesva from the Shalah. that there was a situation in which a woman, if she would have waited the fifth day, so then she'd be in a situation in which you have a Friday night tefillah, and Yantiv was on Friday. So that would require, necessitate a large gap between the chafif and the tefillah, which we'll discuss when we get into Hilchos tefillah. But that suboptimal situation for tefillah was enough to warrant knocking off the fifth day and allowing a woman to perform a hefer tara on day four, where she was able to. So that's one situation that I'm going to discuss, where there may be grounds to shave off one of the days where there's a counter value, if you will. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in Sifkat and Mem that there are situations by Tzarach Gadol where you could be makel to shave off the fifth day. So also we find here in the Shach and Sifkat and Kaf Beis that in a situation in which a woman has a kesem during her count of Shiv Nikiyim, so then that doesn't necessitate counting 5 days b'chlal. You could go straight to a Hefek Tara, because the whole concern of it's one thing in normal situation to be goes there lo shimsha to shimsha, but here there's no possibility of shimsha because she was asur labayla. So where she was asur labayla anyway, so then there's no need for this 5 day count or any count. She could go straight into a hefsek tara. Rav Osner writes here in Os Gimel, same thing would be true in a situation in which a woman has a kesem that she thinks is that she's machmiran, and then she goes into a regular yestam. So she saw a kesem on Sunday. There's a kesem that is tame, and then she has a riyastam on Monday. So you can start counting the 5 days from Sunday, because then she's already a asur labayla from Sunday and on. So there's no concern of shimsha to lo shimsha to shimsha, that kind of a situation. Okay, or the Taz says over here in Sivkat and Zayin, that if you have a kala who is pirsa nida samach chupasa, so there also there's no concern of lo shimsha to shimsha, so you could be makel there as well. Along the lines of the Shach, Rav Moshe has a discussion in his Tshuvas in the back of Rabbi Eider Sefer Os Kaf Aleph. What about a woman who experienced Avelus? So during the time of Avelus, she's already Asura Labayla anyway, and then she transitions from Avelus into Riyastam. So can you count the days of Avelus towards the count of the 5 days? So Rav Moshe references that the Darkei Tshuva, Darkei Tshuva in Sukkot and Pei Vav, Kosem HaSefer Tosefes Yerushalayim. Tosefes Yerushalayim initially said that a situation in which a woman is going to be a Suva B'Tashmish for some other halachic reason, so then you can already start counting the 5 days from the time that she's a Suva B'Tashmish. The Tosefes Yerushalayim himself then got nervous because he discovered this Mechilta. So he thought then that maybe this din of 5 days or 7 days is of earlier origin, and Rav Moshe doesn't quite understand that concern. So Lamaisa, Rav Moshe paskins that you can shave off. He actually only says he's talking about day five. And in a situation, the specific case that he's talking about, he's talking about two specific situations. Situation number one is a woman has a vest. So she's a asur labayla because of the vest, and then she goes straight into a riya. Or a situation of, let's say, Tisha B'Av or Yom Kippur, where she's a asur labayla, and then that goes straight into riya the next day, or straight into a riya. So in those situations, the Moshe says you can shave off the fifth day. He actually doesn't address directly there the protracted period of avelus, is whether you could shave off more than one day if you experience avelus for multiple days where you're a sula baila anyway. But it would stand to reason. He makes brief reference to avelus. That was what the Tosefta Yerushalayim was talking about, potentially shaving off even more than one day. The other, Yosef.
So, did you think only shave the 50 because she's only sure that one day was Esther?
Right, so there are two separate issues. Number one is the fifth day versus the fourth day. Number one is lo shimsha to shimsha. So in that particular tshuva, Moshe seems to be only addressing the fourth day versus fifth day. That seems to be the shaila that he was asked. Whether he would be makel on the lo shimsha atu shimsha for, let's say, a period of avelus, I don't think it's so clear from that tshuva there, although it would stand to reason that perhaps you could. No, the Shala was only talking about a case of day 4 versus day 5. That was nothing to do with Lo Shimsha to Shimsha.
Okay.
That was just, there was only relevant to shave off one day because that would have saved the tefillah problem.
Okay.
And the Taz is talking about the entire 5 days, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Then the other, just briefly, the other situation discussed in Poskim is where we've made a reference in the past. If a woman is having trouble conceiving, and the doctors think that if you shave off one day of the 5 days, that could help conceive if you, you're able to time the ovulation better. So there, as well, there are many Poskim that are makel to shave off the fifth day. Ramosh has a couple of tshuvas. One of them is in Chelik Bey's Simon Pei Dalet. The other one is in the back of Rabbi Eider Sefer, I think it's Os Kaf Bey's. So they both assume that this, anyway, is only a, he assumes in both of those, rather, that this whole extra fifth day is a chumrah. And the Malkum Peruvu, we're not going to be machmir for that chumrah. Some say we don't say a low plug in the situation of Egan, we don't say a low plug in the situation of Puravu. But there the situation is only, the discussion is just shaving off that fifth day. Rasi Pesach Frank has a tshuva in Yaradeya Simon Kuf Nun Zayin, in which he discusses how could you possibly shave off more than one day. He has the following suggestion that if a woman needs to shave off more than one day and she would be able to do a clean hefsek tahara earlier than day 4, whatever situation that would be, so she theoretically could do the following. She could not go to the mikveh during month 1 and she'll remain a sur labayla for the entire month. And then, since she's been a sur labayla, so we're not concerned about lo shimsha atu shimsha, and then she could start her hefsek tahara as soon as she finishes re'ia the next cycle, even if it's on day 2. So that's what's called counting with seirugin. So that's his suggestion as to how you could theoretically get around this problem. But what Ramosha talks about, the shaving off the fifth day, so that's something that many poskim have. The Chazanish is quoted in the letter as saying that as well, as a potential solution to that more limited problem.
What is the non-halakha food she can't do? What if she's sugar coming?
So the Bach discusses what if he's out of town. So the Bach is Mako if he's out of town. But under most circumstances, most poskim are cholik on the Bach that, not to say that there isn't a possibility of considering circumstances perhaps of being Mako, but in general, you would require a halakhic miniyah, not just a practical miniyah. So there is such a position in Achronim, but I think the consensus opinion is against the Bach that simply being out of town is insufficient reason to allow for a kula of for shimsha to lo shimsha to shimsha. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. The next time, Mirz Hashem, we will begin Simon Kuf Tzadi Zion. We're getting the Tefillah Sugyas. And I will be nether send you Mar Mekomos before Seder tomorrow.